Welcome back to Deed and Be College. Today we're building something really useful for old school flavored drum and bass, a sub-sign vocal workflow in Ableton Live 12. The idea is simple, but the result can be huge. We're going to take a vocal phrase, chop it into a playable rhythm, then build a clean sign-based sub-layer underneath it so the vocal feels like it's not just sitting on top of the track, but actually playing with the groove. This works especially well in jungle, rollers, darker vocal cuts, liquid with an old-school edge, and break-led intros or outros. And the reason it matters in DNB is that vocal chops in this style are not just lyrics or decoration. They're rhythmic instruments. They should hit like part of the arrangement, not like a random sample pasted over the top. If you do this right, the result feels bouncy, haunted, and danceable. The vocal has character, and the sign sub gives it weight without turning the low end into mud. That's the goal here, a usable hook element that can survive a drop, support a break, and still make sense in mono. So let's start with the source. Pick a vocal phrase with attitude. It does not need to be polished. In fact, a rough or characterful sample often works better. Short lines, ad-libs, chants, spoken phrases, even one strong syllable can be enough. What you want is a sample with a clear attack, and at least one vowel that feels like it can sing a note. If the phrase feels flat and has no rhythmic identity, move on and choose another one. What to listen for here is really simple. Does the vocal have a natural punch at the start, and does it have a vowel or tone you can stretch into rhythm? If it does, you've got a good candidate. Drop that sample into Simpler in Ableton Live 12 and switch it to slice mode. Now, depending on the sample, you can use transient slicing or manual slices. If the vocal has obvious hits, transients are a fast start. If you want more control, place your own slice points around consonants and phrase changes. Don't overslice it. You are not trying to edit every breath into a micro event. You want it to feel musical. A very old school trick here is to keep one longer slice, usually a vowel, and then use shorter slices around it. That gives the phrase body and bounce at the same time. The long slice behaves a little like a note, while the shorter ones give you the chopped rhythm. Now, before you start sound designing too hard, decide what the vocal is doing musically. Is it the lead hook? Is it answering the snare? Is it acting like a percussive bass substitute? That decision changes everything. For a solid DNB starting point, think in two bars. Let the vocal leave space for the snare on 2 and 4. Then answer those hits with a phrase or with small variations. That works because DNB is all about momentum and negative space. The more clearly the vocal respects the snare pocket, the bigger the whole groove feels. Now build the sub layer underneath. Create a second MIDI track with operator or wavetable, and set it to a pure sign. Keep it mono. Keep it centered. Keep it simple. The sub should support the vocal, not chase every tiny slice. Program the MIDI pattern based on the important vocal hits, not every little syllable. A good starting point is a very fast attack, a short to medium decay depending on how long you want the note to breathe, a low sustain if you want it plucky, or a bit more sustain if the phrase needs to hold. Release should stay short enough that the notes don't smear into the next kick or next vocal chop. What to listen for here is whether the sub is making the phrase feel physically bigger, without sounding like it's wandering away from the vocal. If the low end feels nervous or wobbly, you're probably making the notes too long, or moving the pitch too much. And that brings us to the pitch relationship. You've got two useful approaches. One is tight pitch support, where the sign follows the vocal's perceived pitch center. That's great when you want the vocal to feel like a real melodic hook. The other is rhythmic support, where you care more about the pattern than the exact pitch, and the sub just reinforces the root or a simple note movement. That's often safer in a dense arrangement, especially if your main bass is already busy. Why this works in DNB is because the sub is doing a job that the drum groove depends on. It gives the vocal some weight, but it also needs to leave space for the kick and snare. If the bass relationship is too active, the whole thing starts fighting itself. On the vocal track, use a practical stock device chain. Keep it lean. EQ8 is your first stop. High pass only as high as you need to. Don't carve out all the body. Old school vocal character often lives in the low mids and mids, so if you high pass too aggressively, the phrase goes thin and loses its attitude. Then use a little saturation if needed. Saturator can help bring consonants forward and give the chop a bit more edge. Keep it subtle. You want movement and presence, not flattening. After that, use a compressor or glue compressor lightly if the performance is uneven. The goal is to keep the vocal sitting in the pocket, not to squash the life out of it. If the vocal feels harsh, check the upper mids. If it feels boxy, look in the low mid area. But don't over-EQ it into nothing. The grit is part of the charm. For the sub, use a similar discipline. Sine source, mono only. No stereo widening. If you need to, use utility to collapse the width completely. A little gentle saturation can help the sub speak on smaller systems, but keep it very controlled. You should still hear a clean anchor, not a distorted bass synth pretending to be a sub. If you want, use EQ8 on the sub just to remove any accidental top end. You're aiming for a clean low foundation around the vocal rhythm. Now add movement to the vocal, but not to the sub. That distinction matters. Automate a filter on the vocal. Auto filter is perfect for this. You can start darker and open the phrase toward the end of the bar, or sweep it the other way if you want a more mysterious, closing off feeling. Keep the movement musical. You are not trying to do a giant EDM style filter build. You're trying to make the phrase breathe with the break. Good starting ranges are pretty modest. A darker start around a few hundred hertz, opening up as the phrase develops, can create that old school push without sounding cheesy. Use small timing nudges too, if it helps. Sometimes shifting a slice a few milliseconds early or late gives the vocal a more human, break-friendly swing. What to listen for now is the relationship between the vocal movement and the steady low end. The vocal can breathe and shift. The sub should feel like the anchor. Now check the whole idea against drums immediately. This is important. Don't fall in love with the loop and solo. Bring in the break, the kick, the snare, and if the drop already has a main bass line, bring that in too. If the vocal sounds amazing alone but disappears once the drums hit, the arrangement is too crowded or the vocal is too low in level. If the vocal starts stealing energy from the snare, then the release is probably too long, or the high mids are too bright at the wrong moment. If the sub collides with the kick, shorten the note lengths or simplify the pattern. What to listen for here is whether the vocal leaves room for the snare crack, and whether the sub feels like it supports the groove instead of smearing it. If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. And if the loop is already working, stop tweaking every tiny detail. That's a big one. In DNB, over-editing can kill the attitude faster than almost anything else. When the phrase has identity, the sub is behaving, and the whole thing reads in mono, you are probably ready to print it. That's another good workflow habit. Once the first version feels believable, resample it or freeze and flatten it. Treat it like a candidate, not a draft you have to keep perfecting forever. Then you can work faster and start thinking about arrangement instead of endlessly adjusting slice points. Now let's talk arrangement, because that's where this really becomes a record instead of a loop. Use the vocal sub-motif as a section identity. Think in 4-bar or 8-bar phrases. For example, you might start with a filtered intro version, then bring in the full phrase with clearer sub-support, then let the drums and bass enter while the vocal becomes more of a response, and then change the final word, octave, or rhythm for the next pass. That structure matters because DNB lives and dies on phrasing. If the motif arrives in clear sections, it feels intentional. If it just repeats forever, it gets tiring. A very useful trick is to let the first pass be a little more restrained, then increase the density on the second pass. That gives the listener something to learn before you sharpen it. And for a second drop, don't just replay the same thing louder. Change something meaningful. Lower the vocal. Reduce the number of sub hits. Change the filter movement. Or strip the line down to a single vowel and let it feel more dangerous. If you want a darker result, try treating the vowel as the weight source and the consonant as the rhythm source. That works beautifully in heavier DNB, because the vowel behaves almost like a synth note, while the consonant gives you the old-school chop character. You can also duplicate the vocal and build a quiet grit layer underneath it. Cut some low end from the copy, push the mid-saturation a little harder, and blend it in low. That gives you menace without losing clarity. Just keep it subtle enough that the copy only becomes obvious when you mute it. Another strong move is call and response. Let the vocal hit, then leave room for a drum fill or bass stab, then answer again. This keeps the arrangement readable and gives the whole thing more conversation. That's a very old-school feeling when it's done right. Also, check the loop at low monitoring volume. This is a really useful reality test. If you can still hear the rhythm and the relationship between the vocal and the sub when the volume is down, the idea has structural strength. If it only works loud, then it's probably relying too much on brightness or hidden low-end energy. One more practical reminder. If the issue is timing, keep editing the MIDI or slice points. If the issue is tone, print it and process the print. If the issue is arrangement, stop sound designing and build the next section. That simple decision rule saves a lot of time. So to wrap it up, the old-school sub-sign vocal workflow in Ableton Live 12 is about making the vocal behave like a rhythmic hook, not a floating effect. You chop a phrase with attitude, program it like an instrument, reinforce the important hits with a clean mono sign, shape the mids with light filtering and saturation, and then test the whole thing against the drums and bass immediately. The result should feel haunted, bouncy, and club safe. The vocal should still read clearly in mono. The sub should support the phrase without chasing every slice. And the snare should still hit hard on 2 and 4.